You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Nick, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Good. Obviously, you've taken snaps at the position and practice, but what was it like for you to get back out in the game at center in real time?
It was definitely good to be back out there with the team and actually take offensive line snaps this week. Felt good. Definitely good to be back out there with the team. So.
Bob Brookover.
Hey, Nick, if you have to play an expanded role, obviously John's had some neck problems yesterday. If you have to play an expanded role, how difficult is that challenge at this point, and how well do you feel like you can be the guy calling the signals, and is that something you would embrace at this point?
What do you mean expanded role, like just playing center?
Yes, if you had to start because John can play, would you?
I'm fine with that. I got about, 20 starts at center. So, I feel comfortable getting in there and doing it. So it's just, it's almost like riding a bike, I feel like. So just, yeah.
It's a different offense, obviously, but you've had plenty of time to, I guess, downtime to look at it. And is there challenges in that way?
Here and there, there's a little thing, but I mean, I've been here with the staff and learning the offense for, I think, 8 months now at this point. So if I don't know what I'm doing by this point, I probably shouldn't be playing. So.
And how much would you embrace the opportunity to be a starter again?
Oh, it's awesome. That's what you always dream about and, want to do when you and you're in the NFL. So it's definitely nice to get back out there if I am for the start. So.
Thank you.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Nick, what would you say the greatest challenge has been as far as coming back to play? Is it conditioning? Is it getting your strength back? Is it shaking off rust? Is it getting in sync with the guys around you? I mean, what has been the toughest thing coming back and actually getting snaps?
I'd probably say getting in sync with the guys. I haven't got as many reps as, John and stuff like that with the guys in the inside, but probably just that, just being able to get fits and on double teams or, in the run game and just how those guys play and stuff. Like, you could watch it, but, time on task is definitely going to help you out in that. So, but I feel pretty comfortable with the guys, we do indie and stuff like that. So it's not too much, but, first couple series, it'd be nice to get in there and, be with those guys.
And this is the longest stretch you've played since you've been back, 25 snaps or something straight at one spot, not coming in for, how did you come out of that after those 25?
Yeah, no, this is the first time I played offensive line snap since I got back from being hurt. So it was good. I definitely, the conditioning, you could run all you want, you do half gassers after the, practice and stuff, but until you're in the middle of the game, you're going on those, 10 to 15 play drives. It's a little different. Your conditioning, got to get back up to that. But I feel
and
good.
The fact that, late in this game, this was a lot of pass pro. This was a lot of, hustling. You guys are behind. You're not in a position to just run the ball. Was that even more difficult to kind of, snap after snap after snap late in this game?
No, I think you probably get more tired in the run game and just, trying to, enforce your will on people, which is, makes you more tired. But, I always play hard no matter if it's, pass or run. I try to, finish blocks and get down the field. And, I think that helps get my conditioning up.
Thank you.
Tom Canavan.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. It would be easy to look at this game, and you can see you guys are banged up. They're coming off a big win. You have to go down there. I mean, is there a sense of, nobody's giving us a chance, let's rally together?
Yeah, I mean, we all just try to focus on, you know, each other, the team, and, you know, in the building, and try to stay inside the building and, you know, just try to, you know, win the week. That's, you know, that's what we preach here. Go 1-0 every week and, you know, just try to win that week. So you can't focus on the outside and, you know, what people are saying. And I feel like nobody's given us a chance all year. So it is what it is.
Bob Rookover.
It just, Nick, have you been given any indication that you are going to start? I mean, you might know more than we do about John at this point. Have you been given any indication hey, be ready? This could be the week you're doing it.
No, not yet, but I'm going to keep preparing like I am. And, you know, like I do every week, just, you know, I got to be ready no matter what, if I'm starting or not starting. So even if I'm not, you know, John's, you know, I don't really know what's going on with him right now, but even if he starts and gets bingo, I still got to be ready to go in. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Nick, how's it going, man?
Good. Art, how are you?
Good. You know, I know it might sound a little cliche or corny or cheesy or whatever, and I know you've talked about it, but the fact that it's Thanksgiving and for what you've gone through, the idea that you'll be out there on the field in whatever spot, do you take an extra moment on Thursday to kind of appreciate even more so of what your journey's been like?
Yeah, I mean, I always appreciate stepping on the field now that I've, you know, coming back from injury, because, you know, I never had an injury like that. Or I never had like a big injury before in the game. So, every chance I get to step on the football field, practice, games, I appreciate every single moment and try to, you know, just enjoy it. But taking it in, I had that first game, you know, I kind of took it all in and I'm like, oh, I'm back. But now it's on to the next thing. My leg feels good, doesn't hurt. So, you know, just on to the next game, basically.
And you guys, obviously, you didn't play in the first game, but you were there. You were in the meetings and playing that Dallas defensive front. What kind of challenges, when you watch the film, do they present? And how does that challenge you guys, you know, on Thursday in a short week especially?
That front seven of theirs is really good. You know, they got the guy, you know, number 11, he could rush the passer, and, you know, he's pretty damn good at it. So, I mean, all those guys are really good at it. So you got to, you know, just be firm and, you know, make sure your communication's good and, you know, have everybody on the same page and, you know, try to get the ball out pretty quick. So.
Thanks, Nick.
We'll take one more from Tom Canavan.
Hey, Nick, this is really quick. If John comes back and he says, I'm ready to go, and they say, John's starting at center, if they came to you and then said, you want to play guard, would you jump at it?
Yeah, I'm all for playing whatever, you know, they need me to, you know. I feel like that's always been my role from the get-go, and, you know, I'm comfortable moving around and, you know, playing different positions, and, you know, whatever helps out the team. I've always, you know, I still feel like I'm the undrafted guy that's got to do that, and, you know, I still got to prove myself every single play and every single weekend and out. So, you know, I'm fine with whatever they decide and whatever they want me to do.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable, so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.